Checking in with Quincy Ward 1, City Councillor Dave McCarthy for an update on how he's coping with the pandemic personally. And then Ward 1, hey Dave, good to see you.
Hi Joe, always good to see you and hope all is well.
You're doing well, thank you. Everybody's doing healthy, which is the big thing. Hopefully yourself as well.
Yeah, the McCarthys are hanging in there. It's like everyone else. We're getting a little itchy, but we're trying to stay on the straight and narrow and do what we need to do to get by it. But yeah, we're starting to break down a little bit.
Everybody's going a little stir crazy, I think.
Yeah.
What's it been like, doing your city council meetings remotely like this? How's that been?
Well, it's actually worked out pretty good. I'm hoping we get back sooner than later with the regular meetings, even if we, I watched the school committee meeting the other night that you folks, and thank you very much for doing that, for televising that from the Quincy High CAF.
Yep.
I think we could probably start to spread out a little bit as we get into budget season with the department heads and et cetera, which is kind of a very important time.
Yep.
And but Nina Liang, President Liang's done a great job running the meetings, understanding that we can't have, in my opinion, a loaded meeting with presentations. It's just too hard to do and to have the people there and to hear them and to ask all the questions. So we've been lean and mean a little bit for the past couple of months with the meetings, but covered all the priority things we needed to pass. And Nina's done a great job, Joe.
Sure. Speaking of the budget, I know the mayor, I think, is planning May 18th to present his budget. You're, of course, the chairman of the finance committee, so I'm sure you're very concerned about that.
Yeah, I've been in numerous times social distancing with Sue O'Connor, going over line by line of the operating budget just to get an idea of what lines have kind of dried up a little bit. Your excise tax, people aren't buying cars, permits and fees and buildings have slowed down a little bit, things of that nature, but they really add up. It's amazing how much they add up and how much activity you have when you don't have a pandemic or a crisis going on. But, the 18th, the mayor will, submit his budget, present to the council. I've been talking to both the mayor and to his chief of staff, Chris Walker. I would like, and I'm going to talk to my colleagues, to try to have a couple of sessions the following week, have the smaller departments in on one evening. Hopefully we can do it in the cafeteria. If not, we can do it in the gymnasium if we have to spread out, to knock off the small departments and then try to have the larger departments, DPW, school, police, fire, come in on Saturday morning and do the same thing. Of course, they'll have a lot more questions, a lot bigger, but that way we can knock it out in two sessions. There won't be much change. There'll be a lot of tightening of the belt, and I'm sure we'll get more on the 18th from the mayor in regards to his thoughts on how to go forward. As we will be having lines that won't be as fluid as usual, which is too bad, but it is what it is. But he's got the city in a pretty good place financially, so we're in a lot better position. I've talked to folks that live outside of Quincy, and some of the things that we're still getting away with here in Quincy, the leadership of the mayor, leadership of President Liang, and et cetera, has been good for the city. A lot of people have been taken care of.
That's good to hear. How is specifically in Ward 1, Dave, how's Ward 1 handling the crisis right now?
Good. I mean, Ward 1, all different groups, Howes Neck, Marymount, Germantown, all the areas, Adams Shore, they all get out and about. They've all been pretty good. I we've had a few cases down there, but everybody is pretty much stuck to the rules and done their thing, which is usually what you get out of Ward 1 in regards to rallying, regardless what neighborhood you're from. They rally together and do a nice job. And we've been working a lot of projects down in Ward 1. The quietness of the streets has been helpful as we do a lot of things we need to get done. And so we're getting it done. And hopefully when we ramp back up, we'll be that farther along and finishing and not trying to disrupt the streets down there. But a lot of work needs to be done, and a lot of work's getting done.
Yeah, speaking of ramps, I know that the boat ramp is one of them that's getting done, right?
Yeah, the boat ramp has gone, knock on wood here, so far so good. We had to scale back a little bit of the launchings during the day. They brought in some heavy equipment, a very big crane to drive the pilings, and the maneuverability down there was too tight. So we put some restrictions up to go in after 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. Would be fine when work was over during the weekday. And then weekends was wide open. You could go in anytime you want on the old ramp. Mm-hmm. So the old ramp pretty much has been operational. White Marine and Coastal Excavations are the subs that are down there. They've been very good. The Quincy Yacht Club has been very good. In fact, today, later on, I think they're going to cut work a little bit short today to work with the Yacht Club and put in a lot of the big boats going into the ramp today, which is Friday here, so they can empty out a good portion of the large boats, the 30 to 40 footers that can't go up C Street and have to use that ramp.
Yep.
So there was some logistics to work out, but I can't say enough for the Yacht Club guys. They were very good. And the contractors, along with the city guys, Paul Hines, et cetera, Ty and Bond, that worked together so that that ramp can be used all summer. The new ramp, again, knock on wood, Joe, pilings go in, ramp goes in, new piers show up, and hopefully by mid-July, we're done.
Okay.
We're going to have to work with the Yacht Club, which I've been talking with the mayor and with Bob Gillen, the marine unit down there, to utilize the maritime rafts in conjunction, kind of a collaborative with the Yacht Club, so that everyone can have, if we get that far too, again, we'll see what happens on restrictions and who can do what.
Right.
But if we get that far with the boating season, it'll be a public-private use down there. We've got some thoughts of how the public can access the piers and how the Yacht Club can access through the Yacht Club, and we'll get through this summer. If we're on schedule for July, then we'll flip back to the old way of doing things. We'll have the Maritime Center rafts, and the Yacht Club will put their rafts back out in their usual configuration. But right now we're working together.
Oh, okay.
Which is good. They're all good guys. They're all everybody understands what's going on, which is good.
Yeah, well, it's for the greater good in the long run, right? When you have the new ramp in service, it's going to really increase access.
Yeah, and a lot of times people get out there and start, you know, ranting and raving on Facebook a little bit about things that they hear, and the ramp is pretty much all we've got going right now. I'm going to go back and hopefully in the next couple of weeks and look at a design of that Maritime Center again. Everything that's been going on, again, kind of pulled people in different directions, but we'll get that done, and hopefully in the next few years, we'll end up with a beautiful parking lot down there, a beautiful maritime center that won't be too big, and a brand-new boat ramp, and it'll really make the end of the neck a jewel, because the Yacht Club is done over itself too, Joe, mm-hmm. if you don't know that, and the upstairs hall is magnificent.
Yes, so, it is, yeah.
You know, all good stuff going on down there, but a lot of stuff going on. A lot of water and sewer, too, down in repairs down in the neck. We've got one street on Shed Street in Germantown getting done, but Manit, Darrow, Island Ave, all getting water and sewer work right now. And like I said, it's been pretty quiet out there, so it's a good time to hit it.
Yes.
So we're trying to hit it hard, hit it fast, and that'll cut down on being a nuisance when traffic does pick up again.
Yeah. Are they still working on the Quincy Shore Drive intersection, Dave, at C Street there?
Yeah, that stopped. When this started off, it was going gangbusters there, and then all of a sudden this hit, and they must have went back and regrouped on a lot of their crews on work, but they're back now to the point where they're laying cobblestone in some of the islands. They put the lighting up. They put additional lighting up. They've mulched. They've got plantings.
Okay.
It's going to be really nice. It's going to be a really, really intersection that was just the same old intersection for the last 50 plus years. Yeah. And new street lights too, Joe. And one of the big things that I didn't know that, you know, DCR, MDC back in the day, they controlled those lights. Mm-hmm. We didn't control them. Now Quincy's going to control that intersection. So we'll be able to look at traffic flows and traffic studies and try to tweak those lights a little bit better.
Yeah.
To get cars moving in and out of Ward 1, you know, and it's going to be a lot wider, especially leaving Ward 1.
Yes, which is great. How about seawalls, Dave? Are the seawalls still getting worked on?
Yeah, yeah. Seawalls, with everything else going on, seawalls is still on the menu, but and it's still a star in the show, but it kind of got, you know, it's how quick we forget, you know, yeah. But it's there. And the seawall program really kicked off this week. They're going to start at the Willows, which is down on the corner of Babcock and C. They have a construction trailer down there. They're going to take that first section and work on that first section, starting from the Willows and working back up C Street. That's a pretty much block by block project that we had planned to have two teams at the beginning going, starting in the middle and going each way to do it quicker. I think they've changed gears a little bit because of the pandemic and the amount of people they can have, but that's also going to start. And that's also a good thing. They got the tie and bond, and the city did a great job communicating individually with all the neighbors all the way up C Street to get to Post Island. Post Island, of course, was very much involved, and then communicating up along Adams Shore, Shelton Road, Turn, and then up Chickatobit. I plan on working with Ty and Bond. I've actually asked them this week to put out a two-sided newsletter to talk about the Chickatobit area, the Adams Shore area. Everybody's a little different in the way the seawall is, how close it is to their house. C Street is very close from the Willows up to Post Island. It's right in your backyard. Mm-hmm. You get a little room at Post Island, but not much. Then you get a little height at Shelton Road. Then you drop down and you're down on the beach again with Turn Road. So everybody's got a different flavor. And I want to make sure everybody understands what's going on in front of their house. So we thought that this would answer a lot of questions that would pretty much cover what's probably going to go on throughout the summer.
Great.
So, and everything else is still kicking, Joe, behind C Street, too, in regards to the Army Corps of Engineers, the culvert work to work on some tide gates with the Army Corps of Engineers in the back of C Street so that we have – out the back into the creek by the crusher if we get ourselves into another situation where Mother Nature doesn't care how big the wall is or how great our drainage is.
Yep.
So hopefully we'll keep moving on that. That's been quietly being done behind the scenes, which is a good thing. I think it needs a little bit more cheerleader effort on my behalf because that's a big deal. That'll restore the marsh that PJ Foley, who's a big environmentalist down there, worked so hard to clean up behind his house, and that'll do a lot of restoration in regards to getting salt water in and out of there the proper way.
Right.
So, a lot of stuff. I like it, Joe. You know, I like to be involved down there. It's where I grew up, and you like to see some of the old things that hadn't been fixed. It's great, and I get great support from the administration. So, all good, you know.
It's good. It's great to hear. Thankfully, we had a pretty mild winter, so folks were spared any big issues this year, at least.
Yeah. I mean, boy, that's all we need, you know. I mean, you know, the first year I ran, we had the flood. The second year I run, we have a pandemic. They also, I got to become the chairman of the finance committee in the middle of this and handle the money with, you know. So, I mean, I'm drawing a short straw here, I think. But it's all good. It's all good. I enjoy the challenge.
Yeah. What's the situation in the public housing buildings, Dave, with the pandemic?
It's really quieted down. It started to spike a little bit at O'Brien Towers, got up to 8 or 9. There was one fatality down there. I think it was a person that had other conditions also along with it, which was, I know, is a lot of the case, but it's a shame, you know, and it kind of stopped there, Joe, and Ruth Jones, the mayor, and James Maratis, the housing authority director, who I know goes kind of, again, behind the scenes. You don't know what he's doing all the time, but, you know, they did a lot of work on not just O'Brien Towers, but all of housing, cleaning, sanitizing, trying to do social distance, and it's quieted down, thank God.
That's great.
There might be a few cases, but nothing has spiked up. Nothing has jumped up at all. There were a few cases over in Town Brook, over by the old JDA station in Brookdale, but they were under control. And I know there were a few everywhere else, spotty, but Maratis, James Maratis, along with the mayor, you know, they jumped all over it. So they did a nice job. They did a good job, and hopefully it'll stay that way. And
exactly.
Ruth Jones has been an all-star.
Yep.
with a small team, covering the whole city. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. The few nurses, I know some of the nurses from Quincy Public Schools, I think, jumped in, but they did a hell of a job.
Yeah, of course, also in Ward 1, you have Father Bills, and they really got on top of the situation, too, with that shelter over at the Y now.
Yeah, the mayor worked with the head of the Y over there, Mr. Gorman, and Father Bills got spread out. They had a few cases, but the Y was a great avenue to take to spread people out, and then also Howard Johnson's,
mm-hmm,
and the Adams Inn and the Marriott. They all jumped in because I know they had put up people that worked in certain places in regards to Father Bills, and even outside of Father Bills, I know that they put people up that were first responders so they wouldn't catch it in other instances outside of Father Bills. So it's a complete Quincy operation that really is. I know Councilor Palmucci was talking about it the other night, but really amazing how we can step up in a short period of time and get things done, and usually get done with little or no, you know, disputing. There's no wrestling about it. Usually the people come forward and say, hey, I can do this and I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Have you heard
you guys too, Joe? I mean, QATV all over the thing too. I mean, again, another asset, you know, it's just really good.
Well, thank you, Dave. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Have you heard how Frank McCauley is doing? Of course, so sad that Sandra passed, and I know he was afflicted with the disease too.
Yeah, I haven't talked. I went to school with the McCauleys back in the day, back when there was a school on Brill Field called Great Hill. Yeah. And Melissa McCauley and I went to school together, and I've seen her around and tried to keep touch with her a little bit on Facebook about Frank and Sandra, and then Sandra, it caught up with Sandra there, and that was a shame. I think Frank is hanging in there from what I've heard. I haven't heard anything more on Frank, but Frank's an old tough house necker. Be tough to throw him out. You know what I mean? Frank's a great guy, and gee, you just look at people like that. Look at everybody, but you say you hate to see something like this catch up to them. And get them when they're supposed to be enjoying themselves, even if they do have a few other health issues. That was a real shame with Sandra.
Yeah.
Nice people, always involved everywhere, and great family.
Yeah, and our sincere condolences on Sandra's passing. Certainly always had wonderful interactions with her when she was on the board at the library, and so active in the community. So just a heartbreaking loss for sure.
Yeah. What else we got down in good old Ward 1?
Got some busy stuff this weekend, I understand. You want to let folks know about, Dave?
Oh, we've got, right. Thanks, Joe. So, I work for General Dynamics, and of course, they gave us the whole you can work from home green light. But sometimes I get a little itchy at home, so I take a lot of rides into Ward 1, which is good, I guess. But, Jeannie Haller Healy and Kathy Back and Lois Murphy and a few others started to clean up the back of Sandy Beach. It's a field, it's the beach behind Brill Field on the other side of the dike, the berm. And they called me down. There was a lot of debris, and we didn't have a cleaner greener. And we're not going to have a cleaner greener. But some of the people down there took it upon themselves, those folks I just mentioned, piling up trash, piling up brush, things that have floated in over the winter months onto the beach. So I started to ask DPW and Park and Rec or Natural Resources, Dave Murphy and Larry Prendeville, if they could pull this stuff off the beach. Well, I don't know if that ignited something, but now we're going to have Natural Resources out, DPW out this Saturday. Even though Saturday's not supposed to be a great day, which is tomorrow, and they're gonna get on the beach, and we're gonna pull up most of the debris. I believe DPW is going to take care of Ward 1 and Ward 6, and Natural Resources, headed up by Dave Murphy, are going to hit all the parks in 2, 3, 4, and 5. Ooh. So kind of a quiet, silent, cleaner, greener. Those guys just probably felt that it was, the debris would just be there. So I've asked a few people if they're out and about and they're on the beach and they see things to pull them up so they can get them. But DPW is going to, at least in Ward 1, I know they're going to hit Germantown, the beaches in Germantown, Edgewater Drive down the neck, Norton Beach, down by Chickatobit, by Turn Road, the beach we just spoke about behind Brill Field, any of the usual spots where they can get on, where they pick up debris.
Oh, very good.
So that's going to happen on Saturday, it's tomorrow. And it really isn't a cleaner greener, but they're just going to do it on their own. And I pointed out a few things in Ward 1. I'm sure my fellow counselors have pointed out a few things, not only on beaches, they're going to hit the parks too.
Right.
And just give it a good clean and see if they can get some of the bigger debris that you get when the winter's over.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's great.
Yeah. I don't think those guys ever say no to me, which is why they probably all want me to go back to work full time in the office and get me off the streets of Quincy.
I think the mayor's doing the same thing when he's out and about. He's making lists and driving his people crazy.
Yeah, I got one right here. I'm looking at it right here, Joe. I got a list going here, you know, and they don't like that. They want to get rid of me for a while, you know. I'm cranking up my list. One other thing I wanted to mention, and we didn't talk about, is the small business loan, the grant program the mayor's got going. Tremendous for the small businesses. I know that I've put together probably a 30 or 40, another list of small businesses in Ward 1, all the way from the end of the neck, all the way up C Street, people that were completely closed, folks that were partially closed, but took a restaurant, like Fox and Hounds or the Early American, which was completely closed. And then you get the Fox and Hounds doing takeout, but I know he was hurting too. And for those guys to, again, put that program together so quick, that's going to benefit everyone in Quincy.
Yes.
Getting a $5,000 grant or a $10,000 grant, or maybe in between. Mm-hmm. It's another big thing that I don't think any other community has jumped into that yet, Joe. You know, I don't know if you know of any.
I have not heard of any others. No, you're right.
Yeah. And hats off to Jimmy Fatsies, Director of Planning, and Jimmy Scribby, who's the guy who's handling it all.
Right.
You know, they bring themselves, you know, almost self-educate themselves on how to run a program in 48 hours, you know, and boom, there it is. So I think that's a big one too for the city to get us back on target.
Oh yeah. For small business owners who might not be familiar, they should go to the city website. All the information's right there on the homepage, and you can apply for a grant right there on the homepage too.
Yeah. It's really set up nice. So I'm looking at my list, Joe.
Checking it twice.
We talked about everything. Also, too, National Grid I've got going from Palmer Street down to halfway down C Street. And again, that's going well because traffic has been quiet. And that's a gas line project going in. They're going to go down one side to about the boardwalk on C Street and turn around and come out on the other side. And Howe's Neck will have gas pressure that they've never had before down there.
Hmm.
These gas lines were way overdue. And sometimes we try to, you know, you've got so many projects going, you don't want to cripple the area, you know, with detours and everything else.
Sure.
But this one will really be beneficial for the folks down there.
Yeah.
So that's another one that's been ongoing. And because the mayor still had the outdoor construction and outdoor projects going in the city, National Grid was able to really ramp it up for me down there, and they're moving quite quickly so far so good with that too.
That's great. If folks like to reach out to you, Dave, with questions or comments, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can call me right on, if you call my cell phone, my city cell, it goes right to my own cell, which is 508-259-6650. Dean McCarthy, also at quincymass.gov. And I check my emails daily. Dave McCarthy on Facebook. A lot of people are on that, more than usual now.
Sure.
I try to get on there and just post the things that matter, you know, announcements, street closures, things of that nature, mm-hmm. boat ramp updates, Joe, things of, right. of that nature that go on. But I'm on that too daily too. So I keep an eye, and I'm down there a lot. So if a lot of people do call me, I'm out and about. So I like to go down and look at it. If someone calls me, they got a problem. Mm-hmm. I go down and look at it myself. Then I might call, you know, DPW or someone who needs to do it. But I want to get an idea of what I'm talking about. So people, just give me a call on that 508-259-6650 number.
Okay, great. I know the mayor mentioned earlier this week that the squirrel run is canceled this year. Now, that's a popular event down the neck every year.
Well, you get the squirrel, you got the, you know, I know that the, no, you're talking, are you talking the Billy Dunn run?
Yeah.
The Billy Dunn race. Is that the one you're talking?
Yeah, oh, no, the Kennedy race.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's a Billy Dunn race that I know is coming up in June, and that's, you know, that's not, they're probably not going to, I didn't know if I caught up with that. Is that canceled too?
Yeah, I haven't heard about that one.
That's probably going to get it. You know, I haven't really know if it's official, but Flag Day, Memorial Day, you know, hopefully we can do something on the 4th of July. Maybe.
We'll see what happens.
Maybe. Yeah. Sort of, kind of, you know, but it's, yeah, it's really, it's really tough too. It's,
it's tough to
get the answer at the end of the day on all of this too. And when things will be, at least, you know, I won't say back to normal. We'll have a difference now, probably for a long time,
a different scenario,
but, yep. You know, one thing was nice to see is people out and about and people out, you know, enjoying themselves, just walking around, even though they have their masks on and they're doing what they need to do. And I've seen a lot of people in Quincy that are going along with it, which is a good thing, but that'll probably last for a while.
Yeah, I think you're right, Dave.
Even when they lift the restrictions.
Yeah. Great to talk to you. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, Joe. Do it more often here. If you want me to Zoom, if we're still Zooming, I will I'll make my way on. I like to get the word out to folks on what's going on down there. Like to keep it going too. I think it's good that everything stays busy too, to try to keep yourself focused and away from thinking about some of the things that have happened that are tragic, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's
important. Stay positive.
Well, we'll do. And reach out if you need anything from us. We'll be happy to help you.
All right, Joe. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. And God bless. And tell everyone to take care.
Will do. Thank you, Dave. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.